Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. He's an award-winning journalist. He's one of the top copywriters on the galaxy. He's if you need words, he's got them. If you need to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, he can help you. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Home Office Know-How. That's just two of his three books on being a micropreneur. He's been doing it for a long time now, over 30 years, and he makes it look good. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Having a lot of fun. Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I was there when he got the award, folks, in the East Room of the White House. Hey, Jeffrey, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is something that your wife is going through right now. You've said that you don't mind talking about this. Folks, the other half of Jeff is Robbie. And Robbie, obviously, you know, I know Jeff pretty well, so I know how awesome Robbie is because she puts up with him. But she is a nurse practitioner, and something is happening in her career right now that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's not so much what's happening in her career, but how we're pivoting and learning from it. I mean, she's been an RN since she graduated college. I won't say how long ago, but then, you know, she got her bachelor's, and then she went back 20 years later and got her master's and became a nurse practitioner. So now she's a pediatric nurse practitioner. And after 15 years at a practice, the doctor has, you know, a confluence of events, both the physician being, you know, nearing retirement age, the insurance companies being just too difficult to deal with for a one-person, two-person practice, and COVID really, you know, the pandemic changing the way that healthcare is in a physical sense being practiced with. You can't see as many patients. They can't wait in your waiting room. We were locked down for a while, even though it was, you know, an essential service. It was difficult to make it happen. The practice is closing, so Robbie's out of a job. And it's, you know, today, frankly, today is her last day. We knew it was coming all along. We knew it was coming.
Yeah. You've been getting inklings of this for some time. You've told me about it. And so, so Jeff, I remember you telling the story of what happened to you, when you decided to make the shift. I was downsized twice in 18 months in the late 80s until after the second time I said, you know, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I guess what I would say to Robbie, and there are a lot of people listening right now who are in the same boat with some variations. And all I'm going to say to them, and what I would say to Robbie is, less than 2 years after I was downsized those two times and then started my own business, I went back face to face and thanked the people who fired me.
Yeah.
And I'm still thanking them.
Right.
It was the best.
Right.
It was this best thing. It was like God in heaven came down and turned my life around. Causing me to take those steps, and I predict that for Robbie too. And what do you think?
Yeah,
about?
And I think that's what you have to keep in mind. I mean, I know there's a lot of listeners out there who have either been downsized or furloughed. You know, we've heard a lot of furloughs in the news over the past 6 or so months that companies are now coming back and saying they're permanent. You know, these layoffs, they weren't layoffs, they were furloughs, but now they're becoming layoffs, or they're becoming buyouts and layoffs or whatever. You know. Look, and it's been 30 years since I've been in the traditional workforce. I've been a 1099er ever since, and like you said, I've been loving it. But I understand the pain and the fear and the unknown. And thankfully, I'm, you know, somewhat gainfully employed, depending on the week and my clients' largesse. But, you know, I don't fear the money aspect. I want to get her back working because she wants to work.
It's who we are.
Crying sessions with her patients, you know.
Right.
As a kid, she's a pediatric nurse practitioner. So
that's not a job. That's a calling. That's a mission.
Exactly.
And you know, the when I think back on those days, for me, I had two kids and two mortgages, two teenagers and two mortgages. Yeah. Talk about being motivated. I didn't need anybody to motivate me, but I did need somebody to kick me in the pants and say, hey, you can do this on your own. And maybe that's what, you know, and as you know, as far as Robbie's concerned, the medical field is just going to not look, 5 years from now, it's not going to look like it does now.
Yeah, and that's what this conversation really is, what I wanted to bring up, aside from that, is how we're pivoting with it. So, you know, anyone out there who's lost their job under threat of losing their job, I was interviewing the gentleman who's a business development person over CareerSource. Mm-hmm. CareerSource is a county run, and we have them all over Florida, and I'm sure they're under some name, they're all over the country. They take people who are unemployed or laid off or furloughed and want to do something better, or just want to do something better. They're looking for a job. They help hone their skills and then hook them up with hiring employers. Employers go to them and look for, looking for talent, and these people hook up talent. So when companies come to Broward County, for example, and they say, okay, I'm going to move my company here, I need 50 employees, CareerSource is the one that goes out and hooks them up with 50 of the best talented available people out there. So we went to them. We went to some of the other organizations in the county. I know a lot of the executives of the healthcare companies, and I went to all of them. And we updated her resume. We created a LinkedIn. She didn't have need for a LinkedIn previously. Mm-hmm. We had one of our kids create a LinkedIn, found a nice picture of her. These are all things that are in your toolbox right now that should be kept fresh.
You and I didn't have those 31 years ago.
No, not at all.
All we had was word of mouth and referrals.
Yeah, exactly. And we still have word of mouth and referrals. And I got to tell you, I've never spent a dime advertising. I've never filled out a want ad, you know, or an application in all my time. But I do work the network and try and let people know that I'm available. All my work. I got a prospect this week, wants a book written, and it came through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but that's how people get to know you.
Yeah.
And so those are things that we're working on. Those are things that everyone out there should be constantly nurturing, just keeping your network going. It's a little more difficult. You can't go out and have drinks with somebody or have lunch
It's at once frightening and exciting if you let it be. If you allow it to be that way, try to make sure that you're as excited about the possibility as you are afraid of the circumstances. So be sure to keep that in mind. We're going to come right back and talk some more with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com. There's 25.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.